Moadim l'simcha, chagim u'zmanim l'sason, for this second day of the Omer, and we are ready for today's daf in the Sechet Makot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and today's daf is Daf Vav. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Beit, right at the bottom there. Ha'pishnayim edim o'shlosha edim yumatameit. Since it says in the Torah, comparing it to Al Pishnayim, Pishnayim or Shlosha, which is a little bit strange, since the two or three, I mean, if it's two, then three should be perfectly okay. The truth is that we're going to see later on that it's very reasonable to change the pasuk that it opens the Mishnah with, as the Gra points out, and what it should really say is Al Pishnayim Shnei Edim Al Pishlosha Edim Yakum Davar, not Al Pishnayim Shlosha Edim Yumat Hamit, because we're going to be analyzing that pasuk and referring to the Davar specifically. So apparently that is the pasuk that we are referring to. In any event, the question stands: Imitkayemet Eidut Pishnayim Lama Parat Lecha Katuv Bishlosha. Now, what's the point of mentioning three if two is sufficient? Ela lahakishnayim lishlosha lishnayim. What we want to do is say that whatever the din would be about the three witnesses is true about two, which would mean just like shlosha or mazimim et hashnayim, it's obvious to us that if you've got three people that are coming to say that imono ayitem, we're going to believe the three and not the two. The truth is, it's exactly the same in the other direction. And af hashnayim yazumu et hashlosha. Sorry. So too, whatever constitutes kosher edim work as well as anything else that constitutes kosher edim. So the size of the particular kita is irrelevant. How do we know that we can even have two edim that are believed to be mazim, even 100 individuals in the other edas? Since it also mentions the word edim twice, that certainly isn't necessary. Shnei edim or shlosha edim, you could say shnayim or shlosha edim. So the additional edim is coming to tell me that there's no limit to the size of a kat of edim. They all have the same din. Rabbi Shimon Omer, something else we can learn from that pasuk of being maki shnayim l'shlosha is just like if you have two, einan ne'arag and hachu shneim zomimim, we're going to see that you cannot have a single aid. That was what with the story that we just learned yesterday. A single witness can never be an aid zomim. It has to be shnai. And that was the whole story about the voice coming out from the grave. And so avshlosha in ne'arogin achiyu shloshtan zomimim. It also comes to tell me that whatever constitutes the kat, however large it is, minayin afilu me'a, tamud lomar, edim. So therefore, in all ways, a kat of me'a is the same as a kat of shnayim. And just like all of the edim need to be found zomimim in a kat of shnayim, all of the edim need to be found zomimim in a kat of me'a. And if one of them is not proven to be a zomim, then we do not carry out kasher zomam on that kat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, we don't need the pasuk to tell me that, because once we've established that they are the same and that it doesn't matter how many witnesses there are, I don't really need the extra word edim and so on to teach me that, and that's not the point. The point is, of course I agree with you, but the point is that the Torah is coming to teach me a tremendous chiddush in the chumrah, not just in terms of a kula, that you're not going to be given the din of kasher zomam in the event that there's one aid that wasn't participating, that wasn't proven to be participating in the zomam. Lo ba shlishi lakel, ela lachmir alav. Because I don't need this extra pasuk to teach me that. But what it's coming to tell me is that in the event that we do have three witnesses, or that we do have 100 witnesses, the Torah is coming to say that you should not think that, well, look, I didn't really need the third witness, right? So the third witness didn't really achieve anything. Witness number 100 was not there in order to make this guy Chayav Misa, because the guy would have been Chayav Misa on the basis of only two. So I would say, let us allow him to get away with the attempt and not carry out the din of kasher zamam on him, since it wasn't adding to the zamama. On the contrary, therefore, comes the Torah to say, no, his din is exactly the same as theirs, even though we didn't need him. So imagine, if the Torah punishes someone who didn't do anything, he didn't accomplish anything, nonetheless, he's considered to be a chelik of the prime doers, and he is punished exactly as if he had done the whole thing. Alachat kama v'chama yishalim sachar l'nitpalo osei mitzvah k'osei mitzvah. Since we know from the posuk of Atshileshim v'aribayim, as opposed to v'alafim, when it comes to people that are osei chesed, as well as osei chesed, those who are tzadikim, so it's 500 times more. So if the Torah is ready to give an onesh to someone just for being part of a gang, kol shekein, even though you could say, well, what am I, you know what, I'll give an extra buck. I mean, we need $1 million over here, so what's the point of joining in for my dollar? And so on, for any type of group that does a mitzvah. Kamash malan, that it's as if you do the whole thing, and al-akas kama v'kama, hundreds of times more than the chiyuv of the misa over here. Umashnayim, another thing that we learn from the Hekesh, is that if echad mehem is nimsa to be korov o posel, so if you have two witnesses, obviously if one of them is posel, the entire edus is posel. And if that's the case, the same thing would be true even though you've got two kosher witnesses remaining, and you started off with three witnesses. If one of them is a korov apostle, their edus is batal. And for that matter, minayin afilu me'a, even if there's 100 witnesses, their testimony is batal. How do we know that? That's what we learn out from that additional edim. Omer Rabbi Yossi, now wait a minute. I mean, this is only true b'med devar mamurim b'dinei nefashot. This is dafka when it comes to dinei nefashos. But when it comes to dinei momonot, why can't we use the remaining kosher edim to actually be mekayim the testimony? We have two witnesses. What's the difference if one of them is related and therefore we didn't realize that he was a relative? We thought he's a kosher witness in every other way. Wasn't found to be lying or anything like that. So we have two kosher witnesses. Why can't we use that? Why then, when it comes to the dinei momonos, to the dinei nefashos, would it be different? Rashi's sfora here is a remarkable sfora that we're going to see more of on Amud Beis, but it goes like this. Since the Torah says, v'yitzilu ha'edah, Rashi holds that v'yitzilu ha'edah means that if there's anything at all that the Torah itself brings up as a mitigating shita, even though it isn't true, it still is enough to give you pause and to wonder whether might there not be a way to bring that as a possibility for letting this guy off the hook and not killing him. So therefore, since it says v'yitzilu ha'edah, so it's possible that if the Torah considers all of these witnesses to be the same, b'nogea, summed in, so then b'nogea this halacha as well, of nimtza echad mehem korov apostle, let's apply that, even if it's not necessarily follows by definition of defining Bishnayim Edim or Shlosh Edim. Maybe that's coming to tell me something else. So where it comes to the din of Edus Nefashos, where there the Torah is Bechayavaz to be Matzil. Okay, so this is a reason to be Matzil. Basha Enkein, when it comes to Momonos, it's not reasonable to say that the entire cut should be Bottle. This is Rashi's approach. Now, Tosfos learns that there's another simple reason. The simple reason is that when it comes to Dine Momonos, if we're Mevato, a cut of two Edim, and we have one Ed left, what's the halacha? the single aid still functions as an aid to be mechayev and meshvua, which means that we don't really have the basis of a comparison of 3 to 2, because the 2, when it comes to dinei mamonos, is not necessarily going to be batel. It will only be batel as far as the court being mechayev him. But the guy that's left is still mechayev a shvua, because that has nothing to do with the fact that we needed to aid him in the first place. Therefore, Tainus Taisus, that's the reason that we don't have a good basis for establishing that the same halacha is true b'dinei mamonos. Whereas Rebbe Omer makes no difference. Echad dinei mamonos, v'echad dinei nefoshes, it's all the same halacha. But when? Only bizman sheyitru b'hen. There's got to be an indication that these people are all involved in being aided. So if they were involved in the case, the guy's about to pull a trigger, and these people all said, don't do that. You'll be chayav misa. Okay, so then it becomes clear that they're all one group. But let's say there was no indication that they're all one group. They happen to be there. So bizman shelo hitru behem, they're not automatically one kat of aden. And if they would be, how would we ever be able to bring a person to the court if there's a large group of people, say somebody pulls the trigger in front of 100 guests at a wedding? And in that wedding, there were brothers and all other types of krovim that were all related, which would mean that by definition, since those people saw it, they are automatically going to make it impossible for there to be a kosher kat of edim. So you see that since that's very unreasonable, it must be that there needs to be a clear-cut indication that these people were not just onlookers, but they were actually edim that were coming to testify. So let's take a look more closely at this. First of all, when we say that even 100 edim are all one kat, and therefore if even one of them is not included in the hazama, we don't carry out kasher zama. Omar Rava, that's only if they are considered to be one kat. What makes them one kat? Now, since we're talking about over here, edim zomimim, I mean, you can't say what makes them one kat is the fact that they witnessed it together, because they didn't. We're assuming that they never witnessed. So what is it that would make them one kat? Only the fact that the testimony was made in Beis Din betoch kedei dibur. So since it's all betoch kedei dibur, it's not the re'iyah, since there wasn't the re'iyah, it's the testimony as one. What makes it as one? That it's all within the shir of toch kedei dibur. Omele Rav Achmi, Diftel Ravina, that's ridiculous. I don't understand. How long is Toch Kedei Dibur? Toch Kedei Dibur Echidami. Kedei She'ilat Talmud Talmid Rav. What is it? He's supposed to say, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori? I mean, what is that? 2 seconds? How in the world would you have 100 witnesses testifying in 2 seconds? This makes no sense. Mea Tuvahave. There's nothing they could possibly say. Omarei Ravina explained doesn't mean that all of the testimony was within Toch Kedei Dibur. It means that each one began his testimony, but Toch Kedei Dibur of the one who was testifying before him. So that continual testimony is what makes them one cut. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba hashlishi l'hakel l'hachmir alav, to tell me that just like if you have shnayim, and one of them turns out to be a korav or a puzzle, it's puzzle. So too, if one of them, even with 100, turns out to be a korav or a puzzle, then the whole thing is but. Omele Rav Papa, now, you're telling me that anyone that's there that can be a witness is considered to be part of the testimony. So then why don't we say that the victim is a psul, because the victim, he witnessed his murder, and he's not allowed to be made about his murder, because after all, he's psul for Ada, since he is nogea and the eduso, it's about him. So why would that not cancel the kashas of the entire thing? This doesn't make sense. I mean, you're telling me whoever's there Well, says the Pie Maybits, talking about that he was shot through the back, and he never saw who it was that killed him. Well, I understand. What about a case where someone was raped? So over there, why is he not enough to make it impossible to bring the rapist to the court? Maybe the same thing is true. He never got a look at the guy. Well, what about the guy himself? What about the murderer? What about the rapist? Why aren't they also puzzled because they're not able to be made against themselves because he's a Korovets Alatsmo? And since, as Tosis explained, we're not talking here about a case where we need that testimony, so we don't say Pagina Nedusa, why don't they actually save themselves? Ishtik. Kabai didn't have a simple logistical answer to that one. So when Rav Papa came to Rava, he asked Rava. And Rava explained to him, now here you see why the pasuk that we're being derish is the pasuk that the Gra brought before and not the pasuk that opens up the Mishnah in our Girsa. So since it says in the pasuk, Yokum Davar, and that's the pasuk of Apishnei Edim or Apishlosha Edim, Yokum Davar, then it's telling me Dafka b'mikaymei davar katuv medaber. It's only the people that are coming in to actually be mekayim, not just the fact that you happen to be there. So if you were just, you were the victim and so on, that's not what is going to be the osei hadavar. We're only looking at the mekayimei hadavar who are able to testify about it. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Mamed Dvarim Amurim. Now, I don't want to confuse Inyonim by bringing in things that are beyond what we absolutely need, but it's not clear at this point whether we are completely changing. And we're saying the Kaimei Davar would mean that only of the people that are actually coming into Besdin, and they're going to be Mekayim Davar, they are the only ones that are Nogia, which means that we would be abandoning our earlier concept that the very fact that you see it, if you don't come to court, the very fact that you see it was enough to apostle, which was the way that we understood Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos holds, and so do many Rishonim hold, like Tosfos, that we've actually given up on that whole approach. Rashi, because of the old Pashtus, is that we're still learning what Rabbi Yossi said, Maya Sushne Edim. I mean, if we're going to say it, Mikaimi Davar means only those who actually show up in court. So then what's Rabbi Yossi's problem? If there's two brothers, so only one of them comes to court. And then that's what we'll do. So just raising the issue for us to take into consideration as we continue. So as Rabbi Yossi said, well, what is going to happen if somebody shoots someone in a public setting where there's two brothers that are seeing it? So that would mean that there's got to be, says Rabbi Yossi, a hatra'ah. The hatra'ah is what combines the testimony and proves to us that there's definitely an intent to testify, which makes them edim. But, I mean, obviously, there's not going to be any hatra'ah on things like this guy lent someone $500. There you have the same question. What happens if he lent it in front of two brothers? This is going to be puzzled. So it can't be that the only thing that's mechaber edim is hatra'ah. He's giving an example. Hatra'ah would be mechaber edim. But what do we do to establish whether lemaisa people are coming for edus or not? When these witnesses show up, how do we figure out whether they are edim or whether they are observers? We say to them, L'michse atito or l'asude atito? You came to the crime scene because it's exciting, and you're the rubberneckers? That's why you were here? Or are you here in order to actually, your intent was to be able to look and to concentrate and testify about it? So if they say, we came l'asude, so then, indeed, if nimtza echad meihem karov or pasul, the edus would be batal. If they say, we only were interested in seeing what was going on, and we were attracted by all of the noise and so on. Then, as we said, Maya Sushne Achim, Shuro Be'echad, Shalrak Etanafesh. Okay, so there are other ways for us to establish that these are actually a cut of Edim, and the intent was Edis. Itmar Omer Vinomer Shmuel, that's how we pask it. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Whereas from Nachman Omer, Halacha Rabbi. So that, and that indeed is how we paskin, and we have to make certain that they are one cut before we have a problem. And now, I think Sir Richard may be in the middle of his birthday party and is unable to respond to his cue, which means that we call upon Doc himself to give us the intro. You got to mute, Doc. First run is a dry run. Hey, man. Things are looking up. How about, sorry, Sir Richard, we just didn't want to interrupt the birthday proceedings. So that is another question about what unites into a single cut if you have witnesses that are seeing the same scene from a different location and they don't see each other. So in that case, if you have one person in the middle that is giving the hatra'ah, if miktsatam ro'im elu et elu, so if any members, no matter how many people there were at the two different windows, if some of them are able to see some of the others, then that is considered to be edut echad. Now again, here, it's not the same as the case was before, where we were talking about what makes witnesses that are lying one cut, because the seeing never took place, and therefore the seeing isn't what turned them into one cut. So here, where there actually is an event that they saw, it's the re'ia, where they are re'ia together, and what makes it together, they can actually see each other. So then that is the same scene, and they're considered to be edut echad. But if they don't...
The same frame of reference.
Can you say that in English?
They need the same frame of reference. Window, the frame of the window.
Now, I know what you're saying, but it isn't really true. They don't need the same frame of reference. One can be viewing from the east, one can be viewing from the west. So, if not... if they can't see, any of them can't see each other, so then it's considered to be two completely different sets of witnesses. Now, what that would mean is that, let's say, if one of those two sets turn out to be Enim Zomimim, then they would be killed because they were coming as Enim Zomimim to kill the murderer, but so too is the murderer killed because of the fact that there are two other witnesses not associated with them. And this second set is, of course, potter. They're not part of it at all. And because of that, the question is, of course, potter from what? We even believe them to kill him. So what are we saying? The second cut is potter. I should hope they're potter, right? So basically, the Rishonim explain what it means over here. Is that if we kill the guy, then even if these, because we said we're going to kill both, so if we do that, so then even if it turns out that the other cut was also Edim Zomamim, but since their Hazoma comes after we killed the person, there is no din of being b'chai of them. And Ashniyah Pturah, despite the fact that at the time that they were made, he certainly was not a dead man walking. Rabbi Yossi Omer, You guys have it all wrong, because you're saying that there's someone in the middle who's giving the hatra'ah. No one in the middle can ever give the hatra'ah. La'olam eina ragin ach yushne edav matrin bo. The truth is, we never kill someone unless the edim themselves were the one who warned him, not just some person who happens to be in the middle. Shenemar al pi shnayim edim. It says beferish by the mouth of those two edim. And that actually means that it has to be they who are telling him on every level. They were the ones who were masra, and they were the ones who were made, and it has to be al pi shnayim. And therefore, the case is not where they were warned by a person in the middle. It needs to be the edim themselves. And another implication of al pi shnayim edim is exactly that, upon the mouth of the two edim, which means that if the court does not understand the language of the aid and they need an interpreter, then they can't paskin the din, because it would not be al pi shnei edim, it would be al pi hameturgeman. And this teaches us shelote zanerin shoma'at mi pi haturgeman. That is not considered to be proper testimony. Omer Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Omer Rav, minayin le'edut miuchedet shehi psula. How do we know that actually, if they don't see each other, so let's say we'd have only one witness in one window and one witness in the other window, that would not constitute a single cut. That's called miuchedet, meaning that they're in isolation. Shenemar lo yumat al pi eid echad. Now, tell me what you think that means. You think that when it says, he shall not die on the basis of a single witness, that means literally, there's only one witness? I mean, isn't that obvious? You just said, al pi shnayim edim. So how would I think? It's just repetitive to say, but not al pi eid echad, obviously, not al pi eid echad. If you tell me al pi shnayim edim yumat am eitzen and not, why does it have to repeat lo yumat al pi eid echad? Therefore, when it says eid echad, it means this type of eid echad. Echad, echad. There are two witnesses, but they're not two together witnesses. Each one saw themselves and come to be made themselves, and they do not become a single cut. That would be the meaning. And in fact, Tanya Namahochi, the Braisa says, lo yumat al pi eid echad, La vishnaim shiroinoto echad michalonze, viechad michalonze, they cannot be mitstarif. And therefore, it's still an eid echad. Not only that, lo od, elafilu bezecher ze bechalon echad, even if they don't see together, they are both at the same window, they have exactly the same, as Rabbanea said, frame of reference, but they didn't see it at the same time. They see one after the other, they cannot be mitzarev. Omelet of Papa Labaya, that's a little bit silly. I mean, obviously they can't be mitzarev, because if they saw one after the other, then neither of them saw a complete testimony. So that for sure they wouldn't be mitzarev. I mean, it isn't quite obvious that if ma echad michalon zev, echad michalon zev, if in a case where you have one witness at each window, in which case each witness saw the whole story, da'ika chazikula maisa, da'ika chazikula maisa. And even so, you said that's not enough. So if they're in the same window and it's bezech or zeh, where neither of them sees the whole event, one of them saw him pull out the gun, the other one sees the person being killed by the bullet, but he hadn't seen that it was there. I mean, that's not a testimony. So each one sees only half of the event. So why do I need to know that? I mean, you're telling me it's even. On the contrary, you shouldn't even talk about a case like that. We don't even have a single witness. Oh, Marley, we're not talking about a murder. You're right. We're talking about the type of thing that goes on for a while. Let's say somebody is committing adultery. So you could have one witness witnessing that event of intercourse for a few seconds. Another witness comes. He sees the same event. Why does it have to be the same exact thing? So I might thought that in such a case, they're both seeing the isser. That's sufficient. the Marshmallon, that they still are not considered to be a single cut because they have not been together in the Re'iyah. So together could mean they don't see each other, even though they're both witnessing. And even if they do see each other, but they're not seeing each other at the same time that they're seeing the Maisa. Omar Rava, I say that if the witnesses in the opposite windows do see the person who is giving the hatra'ah, assuming that we don't paskin that, like Rabbi Yossi, that you need to have the Edim themselves giving the hatra'ah, but they see the person in the middle. Or for that matter, the person in the middle sees them. Then that is also considered to be a single cut. And it would be enough to be mechayev. V'yomar Rava, matre, when we're talking about somebody giving the hatra'ah, the din is that the person who is the victim can give the hatra'ah. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns the person who's doing the act can give the hatra'ah, meaning he can say, I am fully aware of the fact that in my murdering of this bum, I am chayev misa, and I tell you right now, it's well worth it. So that would be the hatra'ah that he's giving himself. And therefore, that itself would also be enough. That's how the Rambam learns it. It would also be considered to be perfectly good. And for that matter, even if you've got a shade that's giving the hatra'ah, who says you need a person? So if you just have a sound, maybe it's a tape recorder, don't do that, you'll be chayev misa. We don't see anybody there. That's also enough, because we only need to know that he was aware and was mekaba. Omer of Nachman, this is all very nice, but it's not true about Dinei Mominis. When it comes to Dinei Mominis, we don't require the two witnesses to see each other. Edus miuchedes is perfectly kosher b'dinei mominis. Because what was the pasuk that you brought? Lo yumat al pi ed echad. That was the extra al pi ed echad that you were medayek edut miuchedes. That's lo yumat, only b'dinei nefashot. Avol b'dinei mominot, you would be kosher. Now here is where Rashi's understanding of v'yitzilu ha'eda comes so beautifully into its own. Because here, Rav Zutra attacks that svara by saying, if it's true that Edus Miuchedes is kosher in Dinei Mominis, then it should also be enough of a basis to pater someone in Dinei Nefashot and be matzil them. So we should say, if you're going to combine them, benogea, the Dinei Mominis, and turns out that one of them is pasul, so then the whole kat is pasul, then even when it comes to Dinei Nefashas, we should say exactly the same thing. Because after all, the Torah says, take any svara that might be applicable and use it to try to get this guy off the hook. Okay? So I'll say, well, they saw from separate windows, that's true, but when it comes to Dinei Mominis, that's considered to be one cut. It doesn't seem to be absolutely clear that that wouldn't be true about Dinei Nefashos also. And in fact, if one of them turns out to be a karov or pasul, it should be good enough to pater the defendant and say we can't use this testimony against him. But then why does the Mishnah say, Alomatzan, that if the two Kitot don't see each other, and one of the Kitot turns out to be Edim Zomimim, we will still kill the murderer? Because it says, Hu vein haragin. Why wouldn't we apply Vitzilo Ha'eda? Mashma, that we don't say such a svara of Edis Miuchedet in any case, even in Dinei Mominis. Kasha, that is a problem. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, there's no such thing. All of this discussion about Shadim giving Hasra and all, that's not true. It has to be the Edim that give the Hasra and not some person who is a third party in the middle. So, in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole halacha of the Edus includes not the knowledge that that person is fully aware, because obviously if he himself announces it, he's fully aware. It's a absolute requirement in Chiyuv of Misa. It's one of the judicial issues that the Torah says this is the only way to be Meimei someone. But that doesn't make any sense, because we know that we have a Mishnah later on that quotes Rabbi Yossi to say exactly the opposite. How can you say that? Doesn't the Mishnah say later, Rabbi Yossi himself said that if somebody apparently was a murder b'shogeg, so it looks like he didn't know what he was doing, Rabbi Yossi says, no, we kill that guy, because since he hates him, and we know we would love to get rid of him, we will assume that he did it on purpose, because he's considered to be mu'ad, he's doing it on purpose, and he is mutra. He knows that it's wrong. What do you mean he knows that it's wrong? But over here, Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me, says that it has to be from the Pi Ha'edim. So how can he possibly say that later? Omar Leh said, Abaya, you're absolutely right. Except that that's not Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says in the Braita, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the famous mimer that we've had many times, Chaver in Tzarich Hatra'ah. If the person, the defendant, is a Talmud Chacham, then there's no need to give him Hatra'ah. Because the only point of Hatra'ah is Shalonita Hatra'ah Lalafkin Ben Shogeg L'Meisit. So clearly, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Hatra'ah is not part of the din, and certainly does not have to be given by Einim if it doesn't have to be given at all. Mashenken over here, we're not talking about Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and because of that, we have two completely different Mishnayas, one Alibi de Rabbi Yossi, one Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not a problem. Now, the Mishnah ends with another thing that we learn from the fact that it says Al Pishnayim Edim. And what's that? Shalote Sanhedrin Shoma'at Mipi Aturjaman. You cannot hear the testimony through another party that's explaining it to you. Now, there was an actual Maisa where there were Loazi, there were people who only spoke French, Da'ata L'kami de Rava, and they come to Rava's Bezdin, and Rava had a French speaker appointed to be a Turgaman. Ask the Gemara, but understand, how could Rava do that? Isn't this Aliba de Kuli Alma in the Mishnah? Shalote Sanhedrin Shoma'at Mipi Aturjaman. No, you don't understand. Rava understood French. Mida Havi Yada, Mida Havi Amri. He understood French, but he couldn't communicate. He wasn't able to ask them questions and to do what he normally would have done to get into their brains and so on. So that is what he brought the Turjaman for. But he didn't know how to actually speak in French in a way that he would be able to ask them questions that they could understand. Now, there was a Maisa of
it. They went to two levels. A comprehension is two levels above speaking ability.
Besides getting in the fact that you went to learn French, tell me what you're talking about, please. I understand now that the French embassy is Barnea's neighborhood, and you have definitely added to what we didn't know before. Mike Avo Mike Amre. Okay, it's not coming through.
I could understand, but the French school that was by the area, I went there because I had to learn French.
Yes, Reb Barnea, forget about that.
I told her I could understand but not speak as well as I understood. She said, yes, it's very common. Comprehension is two levels of ability above the ability to speak. That's how she defined it.
Okay. Interesting. Next. These two guys, Ila'a and Tuvia, they were krovim in a case of a loan. They witnessed the loan, but they were krovim to the orev, not to the actual participants in the loan. So it turned out that it came to court, and Rav Papa figured, okay, it doesn't matter if they're groven to the orev, because at least vis-a-vis the principals over here, the lova and the malva, they're not related, and therefore they should be kosher. So Amar le Ravuna Bereda Rav Yoshua le Rav Papa, you cannot paskin a din that has implications to a person who is pasul le'edus in this event. What would be if l'maisa the person can't pay and let le lelova? What would have been the din? You would have gone directly after the arev. Lav bater arva azum halva. So how can you call the arev a non-principal participant? He certainly is exactly the same. And therefore, even if we don't need to go basu the orev, it's milachatchila, witnesses here are pasul because of kirva. As simple as that. And therefore, the whole thing has to be taken into consideration in terms of its ultimate possibilities. Okay, Rabosai, now the next time we meet is Bezrat Hashem tomorrow morning at our standard 9:30 spot on the Chol HaMoed. Meanwhile, I wish you v'adim l'simcha, chagim v'zmanim l'sason, and a happy second day of the Omer, and lots of besorot tovot, including an extra happy birthday to Sir Richard, and an extra free additional French lesson to Rabbi Barnea for his helpful comments today.